This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, this is Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Air France Flight 447 disappeared into the Atlantic on May 31, 2009, with 228 aboard while en route from Rio to Paris, and no one knows exactly why. The aircraft's communications addressing and reporting system, ACARS, sent some data before the flight went silent, but not enough for investigators to easily piece together what really happened. In the end, 1 year later, investigators don't even know where the wreckage is. But with today's technology, should something like this ever happen? Today we're speaking with Chairman and CEO of Star Navigation Systems Group, who has an answer to that question, Mr. Viraf Kapadia. Thanks and welcome.
Thank you, Glenn.
Now, Star Navigation has developed what it's calling the first real-time in-flight safety monitoring system. What exactly is that, and how would it work in today's aircraft?
Basically, it is a patented system. We call it the ISMS, which means in-flight safety monitoring system. It is an onboard flight monitoring system that provides a virtual window into an aircraft. It is commercial, cost-effective, an air-to-ground communication system that automatically and securely transmits flight data and incident alerts in real time via SATCOM.
Now, what sort of data is included? How complete is the transfer of information, and at what time intervals?
Our system runs 24/7. However, and that is all recorded in our server on the aircraft, which is the ISMS. And basically what it does is, if there is an alert or if there is a problem or if there is an exceedance in any of the parameters, then only it reports to the ground.
And that information is collected somewhere and stored?
Yes, it is collected from various databases. Most modern aircraft have the 429 and 71 databases, which are the computers like the flight data acquisition unit, flight fault computer, the black box, the FDR, things like that. And it collects all the information from various data points or data buses, and that information is analyzed while the plane is in flight within milliseconds of pulling that information, so you're always aware of the situation in the aircraft.
Is it the same information that the flight data recorder is collecting, or is it more information than that?
Oh, a lot more, a lot more. We can collect and process up to, with modern aircraft, anywhere between 4,500 to 18,000 parameters per minute.
Now, is this system a fully certified system that's available right now?
Yes, it is, and it has been tested for over 6,000 hours in lab and on aircraft. It is currently flying on an Airbus 310 for a customer in the Middle East, Asia region.
Do you have cost estimates? What would the cost be for integrating the system into one aircraft or a fleet of aircraft?
Okay. Generally, the cost varies between anywhere between about $70,000 to $129,000. But again, with the number discount and numbers and all, cost may very well be lower than that. It all depends on what they look for and what kind of aircraft there are, because there are aircraft that can only spew out only about 200 parameters or 180 parameters. There are modern aircraft like the 380, 787, 777s, which can spew out thousands of parameters. So again, it all depends on integration on the actual aircraft.
Back to the system itself, no action is required by the pilot. The system simply functions autonomously?
It was designed such that we do not bring any load to the cockpit. However, if there is an issue, ground will inform the cockpit, and obviously in the end, the captain is the guy in charge. He decides what to do. However, now we have an extra set of eyes into the cockpit, into the aircraft.
Now, put us into an actual, a hypothetical situation. Had your system been in place on Air France 447, what further information would have been available to the pilots at the time and people on the ground? How would it have proceeded with your system on board?
Okay, just have to make this one comment that it's unfortunate that we have to use that analogy. However, if our system would have been on board, it could have possibly picked up a lot of information on deterioration of systems if it was the pitot tubes and the speed was not being calculated properly. because our system actually does trend monitoring. Trend monitoring is the thing that whenever there is a newer aircraft or whenever it's used, obviously systems deteriorate, and our system would have been monitoring that. For example, even the flight before it landed in Rio would probably have had some problems, as you know that always there is every accident is a result of several incidences, and I'm pretty sure our system would have picked up. However, no one really knows what went wrong. Worst case scenario, we would have known better information on how the crash happened and what happened, because our system transmits data. If there is any sort of indication that it's a mayday situation, and the only thing that's going to happen is we'll capture all the data and transmit it up to T-minus 1 second. That means up to the point of crash.
Now, even aside from the flight data and information coming from the aircraft systems, would investigators in a situation like this be more quickly led to the wreckage itself if for some reason the wreckage should be difficult to find, in this case in the ocean?
Yes, absolutely. I'll tell you why. Because we also have tracking, and this is based on latitude and longitude. And obviously, the debris field would be narrowed down a lot more, and perhaps they could have got to the always use the word but, if, or, because we don't know exactly what happened. So, yes, we could have pointed them to that, and we are working around the world nowadays with various teams of investigators and or authorities to get things moving towards real-time data transmission.
Do you expect this system or systems like it to be integrated into aircraft moving forward and integrating the system into fleets worldwide?
Absolutely. The reason is very simple. Look at what happened with Air France. Unfortunate, yes. Black box not available, perhaps too deep in the ocean, perhaps covered by algae or other things, and it was too deep and the signals were not coming out. With our system, at least, there would be a lot of information available pre the crash. And we would not even go as far as that. Hopefully, our system would avoid crashes.
Are there any certification hurdles? Are operators falling short because of pricing problems? What's keeping the system out of aircraft today?
Okay, basically it took us a long time to develop because it's patented, and we had to go through all the rigmaroles of getting things certified. We are certified for various aircraft, but we are also we are certified by Transport Canada and a back-to-back certification from the FAA. Hopefully, we should be getting certified on most of the aircraft very soon now that we have got signed up with Astrium, which is the EADS group.
Do you feel that operators will quickly adopt and adapt this technology, or do you think it will take regulation to see this system put in place on fleets worldwide?
I think we should give credit to the CEOs of various airlines. No one is going to wait for people to tell them to do it if they find that this particular system is good, and we are absolutely confident it is. Having said that, yes, there will be cost worries for people, but we are working out revenue models that will be beneficial. And the return on investment is fairly quick, depending on the routes they fly and how long the routes are and what kind of aircraft they fly. It will probably reduce their downtimes. It will help them with FOQA and MOQA, which is Flight Operations Quality Assurance, and also management maintenance operations quality assurance. So basically, if I give you the key features, you'll understand why a CEO of an airline would not want my system.
What key features are material to the system that would make it irresistible to a CEO?
First is its automatic monitoring of aircraft data in real time. It's real-time in-flight analysis of diagnostic information. Intelligent and real-time transmission via satellite. Automatic information flow from aircraft to web-based user interface. Access 24/7 service desk. Intelligent filtering, this is the most important thing, of data to shift essential information. You don't want to receive false alerts. We don't. So there is going to be intelligent filtering, which we have provided for. It also provides real-time fleet awareness displays. If I was, there was one CEO I met, and he actually told me when I went to see him in the Middle East, he said, look at that screen. I want to see all my assets on that, all my aircraft on that. And it should have the tail numbers. I should click on it, and I should see if there are any issues, how many passengers are there, what's the cargo load, what profit am I making on this? Obviously, though some of the information has to be fed from the airline's accounting department and various departments, but this is what he wanted, and I think we are able to deliver all that.
Well, Mr. Kapadia, thank you for the information and your time. This has been Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We've been speaking with Viraf Kapadia, Chairman and CEO of Star Navigation. That's star-navigation.com on the web. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.